Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Robin. Just so you know, this episode is all about Halloween and is filled with spooky things you and your family can do. Because of that, it might be a little scary for younger audiences. So if you'd prefer, just check out the events in this episode. We've listed them in the show notes and online at funkidslive.com, and we'll be back to normal next week. Hello, this is Activity Quest, the podcast packed with things to do. I'm your host, Robin, and in this episode... What was that? Oh, no. Oh, I think I know what's happening. Half term is just around the corner, and this episode is all about Halloween. It's also episode 13 to make it extra spooky. Lots of Halloween attractions are open right now, and we want to give you as much time as possible to get to them. So in today's episode, we're sending Connor to London's scariest attraction, London Dungeons, to experience their Halloween event, The Final Straw. Sean's chatting to Katie from Kew Gardens all about a pop-up event opening this weekend to do with the Gruffalo. We're doing a tour of the UK covering some of the scariest and spookiest events near you. And even Anna Louise is getting in on the action in Mini Motley Farm. Oh, that doesn't sound too good. Can someone please take a look at that? Oh, okay. Now, every week on Activity Quest, we get out and about to find out what's happening near you. So we've sent our biggest scaredy pants Connor to one of the spookiest attractions in the country. It's London Dungeons. Their Halloween event, The Final Straw, is open right now. I think this might be my final straw. Connor?
Okay, I am here on Embankment at London Dungeons. The London Dungeons, that's right. I'm going to go in. I'm going to see what it's all about. I'm also going to go and see the new Halloween section they've got as well. And yeah, I'm a little bit scared.
Make sure to stay in this group as you make your way through the dungeon. Look for the markers to guide you. One marker marks the spot for one group of sinners. Please wait here. Repent your sins. Repent your sins.
Follow me.
May God have mercy.
So once you're checked in, you step into a lift, but it takes you deep down into the dungeon. So exciting.
That's Danny. You lot are coming down the quick way now. Hold on to your heads!
My name's Catherine Pritchard. I'm General Manager for South Bank Attractions. That's Shrek's Adventure London and the London Dungeon.
So Catherine is here to tell us more about the London Dungeons.
Still alive.
Right, traitors, out you go, find yourself a marker and stand on it, go, go, go.
Well, it's all about London's horrible history. So we're really clear on what we're trying to deliver at the London Dungeon. We want it to be scary, but we also want it to be fun and entertaining and funny as well.
Yeah, well said, Catherine. I mean, the whole point of the London Dungeons is that it takes you on almost a timeline through the history. They cover the Victorian period, some of London's most gruesome murders, and the Great Fire of London too, which is where I ended up here.
Oh, just seen the London burn. Lots of shouting, loud noises, lots of darkness. I have no idea where I am. I'm in somewhere called Poppins Court. It's a bit freaky. And again, very dark. It's making it really hard to get out. Oh, it's so freaky. I've got this skeleton. I'm talking quietly because I don't want anyone to hear me, so jump out on me. This is absolutely terrifying. There are literally people everywhere.
There are actors all around the dungeons that walk you through what to do, and they give you history of the city as well. So it's really educational. You learn so, so much. And the tours rely on audience participation. Now, I'm not giving much away, but it is super good fun. There are also some moments where, yeah, you're left entirely on your own.
I'm walking through a maze, trying to find my way. And I'm a little bit lost. This is really difficult. I've just walked into myself again. It's a maze. There's mirrors everywhere.
All right, it's time to check out. I can happily say I survived the dungeon, even if I'm still absolutely petrified. Here's Catherine telling us more about safety, which is something that, believe it or not, London Dungeons takes quite seriously.
We've put a lot of thought and a lot of measures in place to make sure that our team and our guests are as safe as possible. We ask everyone to pre-book their ticket. We have small groups of people within the attraction, so we're practicing our social distancing with the guests and with the actors. Our actors are wearing face masks, and we ask our guests to wear face masks as well, where appropriate. And we'll be taking your temperature when you come into the attraction.
Yeah, I did feel very safe when I was walking around. All the actors were wearing masks as well, which almost made it a little bit more scarier. The fact that you're not actually seeing the actors as well, I mean, that freaked me out a little bit more. So everybody that's coming down, where can they get their tickets? Where's the best place to go? How do people get on down to the London Dungeons?
Absolutely. Well, book online on our website, www.dungeons.com. That's where you'll get your best price tickets as well. And you can also package that up and see some of our other amazing attractions in London that are open at the moment.
Okay, I'm out. Honestly, there was a moment where I thought I was a goner too. London Dungeons, you have been great. It's right near the London Eye, opposite the Houses of Parliament. Super good fun and perfect if you're in the city this half term and you're a little bit of a lover of the dark. Back to you, Robin.
I would definitely have screamed all the way through that. Oh! TheDungeons.com is the place to book your tickets. There are some restrictions, so please listen carefully. The Dungeons is recommended for age 12 years and over, although some 8-year-olds love it and some adults are terrified. In terms of official age restrictions, currently a child 15 or under must be accompanied by an adult. You do need to book in advance. TheDungeons.com is the place to do that. By the way, Halloween on Fun Kids is set to be amazing. We're going to have scary stories, spooky songs and loads more. Saturday the 31st of October. Don't miss it and keep an eye on the website funkidslive.com to find out what's happening and how you can get involved. And remember, whatever you do and wherever you do it, we want to hear about it. One of the ways you can do that is by leaving a 5-star review. You can also get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Send us your thoughts as a video, as an audio clip. I mean, you can even upload photos too. We might use them in future episodes. Okay, it's the time of the show where we go across the UK to find out what's on, and something tells me it might have a spooky twist this week.
Each year, Muncaster Castle in West Cumbria throws a seriously spooky event. You'll find plague medicine workshops, lantern and drumming workshops, and fire shows. There are witch warbler trails around the gardens, a terrifying terrace and maze, and a juggling jester too. The gardens are Halloween themed as well. The castle opens from 10:30 in the morning with Halloween activities each day from lunchtime. The events are suitable for anyone over seven, and booking is mandatory at muncaster.co.uk. Another favourite with spook seekers is Warwick Castle's Halloween Week. Although tickets are more limited and live shows might not be repeated this year, you can meet the witches of Warwick, find out the legends of the castle, and get lost in the UK's only horrible histories maze. You can even turn your spectacular spooky day into a fearsome family overnight stay and spend the night in Fright's Village. Warwick-castle.com is the place to go for that one. And for younger ones, Poulton's Park is having a makeover in time for Halloween as well. Peppa Pig World has been redecorated with big cartoon spiders and more. There's also the Legend of Poulton's Manor, an all singing and dancing extravaganza, and you can see Pickles the Pumpkin along with the rest of the Spirit Squad there too. That's running from the 15th of October through to the 2nd of November, and yes, you guessed it, you must book before you go. Poultonspark.co.uk/Halloween is the place to do so.
Remember, the rules on what you can and can't do are changing every week, and they vary depending on where you are in the UK. So make sure you check before you travel, book in advance where you can, and remember to always follow the local guidance. Now, Sean caught up with Katie at Kew Gardens earlier in the week to find out about a very special something that opens this weekend. You might be happy to know that it's outdoors, and it very much takes place in the daytime.
So if you're looking for an adventure in the city this half term, Kew Gardens are hosting something called Gruffalo Adventures, which is going to be on from the 17th of October to the 1st of November. Ideal for October half term. I've got a special guest on Activity Quest today to talk to me about it. Kate is here. She's from Kew. How are you doing, Kate?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much for having me.
No problem at all. No problem at all. And Kate, what can we expect from Gruffalo Adventures at Kew?
So Gruffalo Adventures is a trail that goes through our beautiful arboretum, so a big woodland part of the gardens. And what visitors get to do is they'll get a guide that they read and learn a little bit about nature and animals, and they get to walk around through the woodland looking for the Gruffalo himself. So different animals will have left clues that maybe, you know, might lead you to the Gruffalo. So as kids go through, they get to see all these clues and do a bunch of interactive activities along the way and maybe find the big Gruffalo himself.
Whoa. I mean, that is, I mean, I'm already excited, already excited. I mean, the first thing I was going to ask, so an arboretum, what's an arboretum?
So an arboretum is just sort of a fancy word to describe big group of trees that have been planted.
I love the fanciness of that word.
Yeah.
I love the fanciness of it.
So exactly. It's just a nice big word to know, but it means, yeah, a big group of trees that's all been planted on purpose.
Exactly. So you're not only just learning about the Gruffalo Adventures by listening to Activity Quest today, you're also learning posh words. Now you can go and impress all your friends and your family with the arboretum. So if you go up to your mum, your dad, like, we're gonna go off to the Gruffalo and see him in the arboretum, they'll be very impressed with you. Very, very impressed. So if you haven't read the Gruffalo book, give us a little brief outline on what happens, Katie.
So there are a few different characters that you need to know from the Gruffalo story. And the one that we're going to be emulating for this activity is the mouse. So the mouse is the hero of the Gruffalo books, and he is just going for a stroll through the woods one day when he stumbles upon some very scary other animals like the fox, the snake, and the owl. And essentially, the mouse has to be really clever to try and escape being eaten by all of these kind of scary creatures. And the way he does that is he invents a creature called the Gruffalo to scare the other animals and says he's really good friends with the Gruffalo. So what happens is, at the end, is that Mouse is walking along, feeling pretty happy with himself, and all of a sudden, a real-life Gruffalo turns up. And, I mean, I won't spoil the story, but the mouse has to do some quick thinking at that point.
Yeah, I mean, he's a quite a quick-thinking mouse at the best of times, but, you know, snake, foxes, yeah, they're all kind of like, you know, a mouse knows what to do, but the Gruffalo, that's a different kettle of fish, isn't it? And so what kind of stuff are people going to be learning when they're following the mouse's clues on the adventure? Is there like animals to learn about, trees and stuff?
Absolutely. So what we always like to talk about at Kew Gardens is what role plants and fungi play in our lives. So it's not just our lives, it's also the lives of the animals that live around us. So we're talking about how to hear a howl hoot, when's the best time to hear those, or how a fox's tail might actually help a plant spread its seeds throughout a forest.
Excellent stuff. And it's happening from the 17th of October to the 1st of November, which, you know, lovely autumn times. It's probably an ideal time to go and actually see Kew, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like one of the best times of the year, in my opinion. So we've got some amazing trees in the Arboretum that turn these beautiful colours as soon as that sort of mid-October to mid-November. So this is perfectly timed to get the best of those autumn colours and take some also really amazing pictures.
And before we find out how to get tickets and stuff, obviously, you know, local guidelines changing all the time. What's happening at Kew to make sure that everybody can experience the Gruffalo adventures nice and safely?
So obviously, we're keeping a close watch on those government guidelines, making changes where we have to. But things that we have already in place, the one great thing that's on our side is obviously this whole event is outdoors. So lots of space for social distancing. We'll be encouraging people to remember their social distancing throughout. And also all of our staff who are working are going to have all the PPE that they require. And we'll have some hand sanitizer stations as well.
There you go. There's all the bits to get mum and dad's minds at ease there. And how can you go and get your tickets?
So really easy. Just go online, kew.org. It is really important with this because this is the way that we're running our bookings now. So you do need to go in advance and book a time slot. So that's a time slot just to get into the gardens. But once you're in the gardens, you can come and see the Gruffalo at any point.
Excellent stuff. Well, thanks for chatting to us about that, Kate. Amazing, amazing stuff. And also, you can find out more about Gruffalo Adventures by getting yourself over to funkidslive.com.
That's more like it. Thank you, Sean and Katie. Okay, it's time to go down to the farm with Anna Louise. She has lots of rescue, rare breed and homebred animals on Mini Motley Farm. Everything from miniature horses to miniature sheep, miniature chickens, hatching chicks. And oh no. Her very own Halloween story. Oh dear.
It was when I was at school and our house is a very, very old house. Built in the 1800s. So it's very creepy at night. When it gets dark, there's lots of creaking, there's lots of strange noises around every corner, there's lots of shadows that fall in strange places. One night, I heard all sorts of strange noises and I was too scared to look, so I stayed under my bed covers and I was peeking around my duvet, too scared to see what was happening. Eventually, I fell back to sleep, and when I woke up in the morning, bright and early, I peeked around my duvet. And I was shocked because what I saw, I couldn't believe I was seeing. I thought I was still dreaming because all of my belongings that were on my floor, boxes, bric-a-brac, clothes, toys, furniture, books, had moved from their places in my room in front of my wardrobe in a big stacked, stuffed mountain right to the ceiling. And I had no idea how this had happened. I ran downstairs and told my mum, and I think she thought I must have been sleepwalking and had moved it myself in the night. But even mum looked a bit creeped out. I went to school and told all of my friends, and they were trying to work out how this has happened as well. They were saying maybe it was your little brother Dan. Maybe he got up in the middle of the night, creeped in and pulled a prank on you. But the thing is, Dan at the time was so tiny and little, he was very young. There's no way he could have lifted those boxes or bits of furniture. They were way too heavy and he couldn't reach to the top of the ceiling, so he couldn't have stacked the mountain. So it remained a mystery. And one day I was in a media class and everyone in the classroom every day loved to race in, and before we took the register, everyone would ask me what the latest was on the farm. And my media teacher one day overheard our conversation and our chats, and she said, you know what, we need to get to the bottom of this mystery. And she went scrabbling around and hunter gathering around her storeroom, and she came out with a brand new camcorder video camera. So I bundled the box home and set everything into action. I plugged in the camera, I charged it up so it had a full battery. I made sure the memory card was wiped and clear and ready to go with lots of storage. I made sure the tripod was set up in place, pointing at my wardrobe so that you could see not only the furniture, but the whole room. I unpicked this mountain. I got back all my toys, my clothes, my bits and bobs, and I put them back in their original places. I hit record at bedtime in the corner of my room and then snuggled down and went to sleep. I don't know how I slept that night with the camera recording, but I did, and I woke up, jumped out of bed, threw off the duvet, leapt up and raced over to the camera in the corner. It was still plugged in, it was still charging, it was still turned on, and it was still filming. I gathered it up. I raced to school. We clicked on it to play it and project it to the class. Everyone was giggling and shrieking and chattering and guessing what might be on the camera, guessing what we might see in the footage. But when we clicked play, all that came up was a big error message that said, file corrupt, unknown file. So my media teacher sat us all down. We all chattered, we all talked, we all imagined the stories of this ghost or this paranormal thing that had got into the camera and broken it. It was the only explanation. And my media teacher said, Anna, I fully believe you. I think there's something very strange happening here, but I think it is something ghostly in action and it doesn't want us to see. And she said, I'm so sorry, Anna, but we can't afford to give you any more cameras. So that's where our investigations had to come to an end. We never found out what moved all of my furniture. We never found out what moved all of the boxes and the toys and the clothes across my room. We never found out what made creeping, crawling noises in the night. We'll never know what it is. But all I know is it didn't want to be found.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. Whatever you do, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. I've been Robin and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app and on your smart speaker. Just say play Fun Kids every Saturday and Sunday when you wake up. I'll see you there. And like I said, keep an eye out on funkidslive.com to find out what we're doing this Halloween and how you can get involved. Oh, I really hope it'll be back to normal next week. See you then. Bye. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.